Really? That's the standard reply to express incredulity, disbelief, amazement, astonishment, doubt, skepticism. Really? Really? You're going to stand there and tell me the Longhorns are our top 10 team? Really? You think Rebecca Black is a good singer? And who, after hearing this text from 1 Thessalonians 5:18, cannot respond, really? St. Paul says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Really? Isn't that a bit extreme? In everything give thanks, everything? Literally, it's in all things, plural. Paul's words admit of no exceptions. It's not a matter of counting your blessings, as so many do this time of year. No, it's counting not only that clear bill of health, but that cloudy x-ray. It's counting your family problems along with the answers. It's giving thanks for the bane, not just the blessing, the pain, not just the pleasure, the sickness, not just the health. Why? That's just plain crazy talk, isn't it? Don't forget that little word in. Paul says, in everything, give thanks. Oh, come on. Many has been the time after the storm of sickness, sorrow, problem, or pain that I've seen the silver lining in the storm clouds. But in the midst of the storm? Come on, get real. Many a person has seen joy come in the morning, but while the weeping remained for the night, there's nothing to do but hang on and hunker down. Many a person has seen time heal a wound and been thankful for the wound then. But who is able to be thankful in it? I don't know who's capable. I just know God Almighty commands it. This is an imperative. In all things you must give thanks. It's not only an imperative, it's present active. That means it's a policy command. It must be a matter of policy for you to be thankful in everything. Really? How bizarre. It's policy for most everybody to be thankful in good times, in riches, in health and happiness, but in everything? This makes the whole command not situational. The NIV got this one right. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is so weird. Thankfully, and I say intentionally, thankfully, the Lord explains himself. In all things you must give thanks for, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Right here, the Lord has saved us from a serious mistake. There are Christians who believe if you thank Jesus for whatever is going on in your life, you will thereby turn that curse into a blessing. You'll turn that pain into a pleasure. You'll turn that sadness into joy. And you know, the world believes this too. The 1940s song, Accentuate the Positive, has been sung now for almost 70 years. It goes, you've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. The song claims that this is what Noah in the ark and Jonah in the whale both did. Thinking and thanking God for the negative turns it into a positive. Well, that's nothing but the myth that positive thinking is a power. But that's not what God says. He says, in everything you must give thanks because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Whatever you're going through is because this is what God wills for you here and now. I know. That's easy to say when it's success, not failure you're going through, tears of joy, not misery, health, not sickness. But think about it. It takes no special grace of God, no faith at all, to thank God for the good, the happy, the blessed. It's a miracle. It's an indication of God's grace and his gift of faith in you when we thank him for the bad, the unhappy, and even the accursed. Furthermore, we are in more danger from abundance than we ever are from scarcity. Scripture says that. Hosea 13:5, when I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me. Proverbs 30 prays, not to be given riches. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Luther taught this as well, saying, The most dangerous trial of all is when there is no trial, when everything is all right and running smoothly. This is when a man tends to forget God, to become too independent, and put his time of prosperity to a wrong use. The pagan poets taught this concept as well. Virgil, for example, said that the mind of man knows not how to observe measure when upborne by prosperity. Still feel a little incredulous, don't you? Let's literally flesh Paul's words out. He says that in everything we must give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The word God here doesn't have the article in Greek. That means quality, not identity, is being stressed. Paul says, because this is the will of divinity or deity for you. That's kind of scary, huh? Unbelief finds comfort in the nameless one of a thousand names, the faceless one of a hundred faces, a supreme being without flesh and blood. And that comfort is there when the times are high, the tragedy is low, and the skies are clear. But when the skies cloud, tragedy strike, and times are changing for the worse, you're back to trying to accentuate the positive. Paul doesn't leave us there. He puts the will of deity in the flesh and blood of Christ Jesus. This "in Christ Jesus" corresponds to "in all things" in the first sentence. We can give thanks in all things because for us Christians, all things come to us by God's will in Christ Jesus. Put the face of Christ on whatever is in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly. Clothed with the flesh and blood of Christ Jesus, the doctor's hand who gives you the bad report. Clothed with the flesh and blood of Christ Jesus, the boss's hand giving you the pink slip. Clothed with the flesh and blood, the hand of fate that others seek their comfort in. Why? It was in Christ Jesus that God willed your eternal salvation. That's why. Think what that means. You were headed for hell as surely as I was. Our actions, words, and even thoughts of just this year deserve nothing but punishment now and in eternity. When Americans gather around their Thanksgiving tables, they are encouraged to look back at the past year for all they have to be thankful for. Never are they asked to consider what they really deserve. What did my worrying, which denies that God is powerful or loving enough to take care of me, deserve? What did my lust, my greed, my pride, my despair, and a million other sins I've forgotten deserve? Are you convicted? Are you condemned? Are you sentenced to suffering now and damnation forever? Then hear this. God willed that Christ Jesus, after living the perfect life you can't, after never worrying, never lusting, never despairing, never coveting, never boasting, God willed that Christ Jesus should endure the punishment you fear and rightly deserve. Outside of Christ Jesus, all you have is a vengeful God who will certainly get you eventually and make you pay for every sin you ever committed. But in Christ Jesus, God is gracious, slow to anger, and merciful to sinners. In Christ Jesus, God is more in love with you than you can imagine, and more forgiving than you dare to believe. Maybe this will help your imagination and your faith. In the Greek text, "for you" is last, and that makes it emphatic in Greek. In everything give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And Luther's explanation of the words of institution, he says the most important words of Jesus are "for you." Those words, he says, require all hearts to believe. Really? What about me? Yes, yes, everyone who hears this proclamation is to believe that in Christ, deity wills only good things, i.e. only things that serve their eternal salvation. So all things can only bring thanks from us. For you, not only do the fields produce, the animals multiply, and the stars shine, but for you, in Christ Jesus, comes painful, scary, twisting paths. Why? Because God wills to do more than feed you, clothe you, and make you happy in this life. God wills in Christ Jesus to save you for all eternity. Look, if He is willing to give up His only beloved Son to sin, death, and the devil to save you, what won't he do to save you? Look, if he said it's better to enter heaven with one eye, one hand, or one leg than hell with two, don't you think he's willing to put you through things where you might suffer that in order to get you to heaven? But I don't need that. How do you know? We have no problem believing we know best for our toddler. Yet somehow we think God Almighty might not know what's best for his children. We have no problem believing we love our kids enough to only want what is best for them. How much more must God, the God who gave up his only son, love the ones he gave him up for? When one person says, really, in disbelief, what's the usual response if the other one is serious? Really. So let's get real. Since the Greek word for thanksgiving was also used historically for communion, we could translate Eucharisto here. In everything, you must have a communion service. I admit that's stretching the translation, but it's not stretching the point. In everything God brings in Christ Jesus, the Christian is to see a communion service for you. How many different rooms have I brought Holy Communion for many of you? Has there ever been a room, a space, a place I could not enter with Eucharisto, with thanksgiving? Was there ever a place where I said, well, there's too much sin, there's too much death, there's too much devil here to give thanks? Once more this Thanksgiving, you'll bring your individual offerings and place them in the cornucopia. It means horn of plenty, and it's the traditional symbol for Thanksgiving. There are different Greek myths as to where the cornucopia came from. One is that Zeus, as an infant, was given to the care of the daughters of a Cretan. They fed him with the milk of a goat. In thanks, Zeus broke off one of the horns of that goat and gave it to them, giving it the power of becoming filled with whatever the possessor might wish. The Eucharist is the Christian's cornucopia, his horn of plenty. It's filled with the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. He wills forgiveness, life, and salvation for you in the body and blood of Jesus in every situation. Having these, you are empowered in every situation to give thanks. Really? Really. Amen.